This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Oh boy, back for Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Episode 100, triple digits. We built up anticipation by not posting an episode for 2 weeks just to get you all horny and prepped.
That's exactly how I feel right now. How did you know?
Horny because I can see your pants.
Whoa! You don't need to look, though.
Well, it's not that impressive, so.
Yeah, I know. It's not that noticeable, so don't worry about it.
Sorry. Just do the old, like, tuck, you know, tuck under your sweatpants.
Nobody will ever know. Man, I'm stoked to be back. Episode 100. We lived for 100 episodes of this podcast. I wonder if there's anybody who's heard every single one.
Tim Berkeley.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Holler at your Tim. Tim.
Just tuck it up.
Holler at your Tim. Tim.
What's up, gentlemen?
Ryan? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It's been a good week.
Yeah? Well, why don't you tell us why?
My snails gave birth.
Your what? Snail? You have snails?
What the f- did you just say?
I got snails in my fish tank. There's little mini snails all over the place. They're adorable. I'm stoked on it.
Your snails had babies? So you have baby snails rolling
baby
around?
Baby snails.
How many?
Are they up for adoption?
I think there's like 60 or 70 in there. They're super tiny and all over the tank, and I'm stoked on it.
Somebody was doing work in that tank.
Yep.
Cool. Well, congratulations, Snail Daddy.
Yep, I'm Snail Daddy.
Snail Daddy!
My pumpkins are getting f***ing huge.
Yeah, man, you need to work out.
Just in time for Halloween.
Yeah, they're like the size of huge beach balls, man.
You know what hasn't gotten huge? Ian's lost like 40 pounds over this last summer.
Yeah, it's because I've been losing my f***ing mind. But also just moving, I realized that like after moving for 2 weeks straight, just heavy boxes and couches and mattresses. Yeah. I basically worked out every
getting
day.
Getting that muscle.
Yeah. Or just not being a fat f***ing lazy piece of shit.
Sitting around ordering like 5 Chipotle burritos a day.
5 a day.
Yep.
That would end very quickly, I think.
didn't you ease off on the hard A for a bit there too?
Yes, I did. I've been having a couple whiskeys lately cause I just been stressed the fuck out, but once I get back in my own house and kind of establish myself, plus it's been nice just to hang
back to 5 bottles a night.
5 bottles a night, 5 burritos a day, dude. It's the 5-5 rule, and 5 times hanging out with your mama.
She says what's up.
Hi, does she listen to this too?
Hell no, she doesn't listen to this podcast. My mom knows better than that.
Yeah, I don't think she'd be able to make it through.
Oh my god, I think she listens to Metal Shop for about 3 seconds of the intro, and then she's like, all right, have a good show.
Well, that's nice.
That's nice.
Have a good night, Mom.
I heard Mr. Rogers, and then I turned off the radio.
That's her favorite part of the show, probably.
Exactly.
But I got a new place to live today.
Yay!
My buddy Steve just bought a house, so congrats to him. He and his wife are moving out. And I'm taking his rental.
And you live in Burien now.
Yeah. I don't know anything about my neighborhood or anything that's around me at all. I know, Ryan, there's not really any Pokemon stops around me, so.
That sucks.
Gonna have to be a hacker like you.
Hold on.
I'll set you up, dude.
Oh, you're going to hack in right now? You're going to hack the mainframe?
Famous crimes in Burien.
Oh, God.
I was reading that after, I think it goes Tacoma, Tukwila, Burien for the three most dangerous cities in Western Washington.
Stay strapped.
Oh, I do. I don't think anything weird's going to happen. My house is in a really private neighborhood, so I'm pretty stoked, man. I just need to get in there because I miss my bed. Like, my back and my neck are all, my neck, my back, they're all f***ed up.
You need a bacchiotomy.
Dr. Sid.
There are 34 rapes per 100,000 people.
Jeez, man.
There are one murder for every 100,000 people.
Does it say how many people live in the city?
1,000.
Yeah, oh, I don't know. I don't know.
My odds are pretty high.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, have you ever done the whole like search for sex offenders near your house?
I have, and I don't think I'll ever do it again just because how bummed I was at how f***ing many of them there were around and just everywhere, really.
Yeah, I made the mistake of looking at the police blotter a week or two ago. It was a freaking nightmare. Like 3 blocks away from my house, breaking and entering.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Great.
Well,
just walk around with a sledgehammer. Nobody will f*** with you.
That's a good idea. Then you look like f***ing Triple H from WWE.
Oh, hey, I used a pickaxe to chase a guy.
I am the game.
A pickaxe?
Yeah, it was all I had nearby, and some dude tried to bust in my front door, so I was naked, and there was a pickaxe nearby. And I chased him down the flight of stairs in my apartment building, screaming, wielding a pickaxe. I'm pretty sure that guy never robbed another house again.
It's like you broke into the wrong house. Naked bearded man with a pickaxe.
Dude, I was half drunk and out of it and mumbling.
You're
dude.
Ready to murder someone.
I was looking super, super killer.
In cold blood. You're f***ing dead.
Had my murder face rolling.
Summer's coming to an end, man.
Summer is f***ing over.
It's been raining. Did you ever get a day off?
Oh, I got one day off this summer.
That's one more day than I had.
I had one day off this summer, but it's okay. I'm okay with that. You know, I had some days off. I worked, you know, if I had a day off, then I would work at the night. If I had a night off, I would work during the day. It's okay. I grinded, and I got out of a little debt, fixed my car today, and, you know, it's fine. It's all good. And I get to end the summer off with a bang. I'm going to see Black Sabbath next week over at Ridgefield.
In where? Kennewick?
No, Ridgefield. It's Ridgefield, the Sunlight Amphitheater near Vancouver, Washington. We got third row seats, so it's going to be f***ing sweet. That was an expensive ticket. Definitely something that I had to pay back. My friend bought that one with his tax.
Sean's pretty generous, but that's a pretty high price. And it's cool that you're going.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I've seen a bunch of good shows in the last couple weeks since we've last talked. I went and saw... Mantar over at the Highline.
Yeah, Mantar kind of stole that show for me a little bit.
Yeah,
Cobalt was rad, but Mantar freaking killed it. Did you notice how skeletal and sinewy their guitar player looked?
Absolutely, yeah.
He looked like a creature out of Dark Souls or something, man. He was freaking wild.
They're a two-piece. Imagine Melvin's riffs with, like, black metal vocals. I also saw Boris a couple weeks back, and they're from Japan. They played Numos alongside Earth. They played their entire Pink record, which is, like, their seminal, like, huge breakthrough record here in the States. I saw this awesome band called Sheer Mag. And they are just like awesome punk rock. They are kind of glam rock mixed with punk. Just really good. And the singer, she has such a bitchin' voice. She sings so well. She just has the most powerful, awesome vocal range. I saw the movie 31 with one of those like Fathom events, one of those one night events.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gotta say, it's fucking brutal. It's certainly very heinously brutal.
Yeah, Rob Zombie's pretty
gnarly. Is there a point to it?
I mean, yeah, it's not.
Is there
pretty
any
straightforward.
Way to describe the plot without giving away the movie at all? Or
kids get f***ing taken by clowns and have kill them and kill their way out.
Clowns, huh?
Yeah, they get abducted by like clowns and they have to. It's on Halloween and they have to like. Kill them or be killed, and
sounds,
you know,
right.
It's pretty basic plot. It's interesting. It's definitely not as good as One House of a Thousand Corpses, but it's good.
That's cool, man. I'm glad he's still making movies.
Yeah, man. And
I think we're getting desensitized with the brutality, though. Like, yeah. I saw Green Inferno and I was like, man, not that bad, which is so f***ed.
Because it was pretty f***ing violent.
It was terrible. It was heinous.
I wanted to send a quick R.I.P. to Gene Wilder.
Ah, yes.
Incredible actor, hilarious, just weird, one of a kind. You know, everything from Willy Wonka to Young Frankenstein to
Blazing Saddles. So good.
All of his movies with Richard Pryor.
Yeah, it's sad to see him go. And he didn't really ever do that many interviews. I was listening to some of the things he did in like the late 80s and 70s. And he never really wanted to do it in front of an audience. He said he'd only ever do it one-on-one. And the thing that kind of blows my mind is that he died from complications to Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
So even after that like epic lifetime of completing so many things, I wonder what, you know, I wonder what was going through his mind. It's just crazy. So, yeah, rest in peace, man. I need to go back and watch all of those now.
I want to watch Willy Wonka for sure.
Yeah. Blazing Saddles, man.
That movie scared the shit out of me when I was a little kid.
Why?
Willy Wonka? Like
when they
go through the tunnel and like...
Totally.
The fucking creepy guy with the cart out. What the fuck, man? Kids' movies used to be kind of dark and...
Absolutely. I mean, just the fact that they have like... Okay, so there's that show Stranger Things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It totally brought me back to the 80s and the early 90s when they had kids' horror was an actual genre. Like the movie The Witches.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Monster Squad.
Yeah, kids... It was like not f***ed up horror movies, but it was scary.
Wolfman Has Nards.
Stuff. For kids. It was awesome. Stranger Things actually has season 2 coming out.
Yeah.
Which is badass.
Looking forward to that.
It's cool to see like people jump in and getting so pumped on like actual like Netflix series and Netflix series doing way more and getting way more hype than like network television.
Dude, they've been
or cable television.
I'm really, really looking forward to Luke Cage. Netflix really crushed it with their whole Daredevil series and with The Punisher and that whole thing.
I did like that.
Awesome.
Well, man, internet killed the video star. What are you gonna do, you know? Let's talk about some of the things been going on. It's been a couple weeks, so there's a lot to cover. We'll try and get through it quickly, but let's start with new Vader. Vader's got a new record. Their last one was Tibi et Igni. So yeah, I remember some things.
Polish metal.
2014. So yeah, you want to... I mean, I don't feel like I should impress my opinion.
Impress it.
I'm not as impressed as I was before, but maybe it'll grow on me. Take a listen. Off their new EP called Iron Times, November 4th. I found the truth in book of holy law. God speaks to me day and night. Genocide and order of the foe. And they never stop to slay at his command. I was in the graves like pestilence. And the Reaper just became my best friend. Drinking blood and slaying cold barbarians. This is my prayer, atonement, and cleanse. Ugh. Gonna skip in. Life's little burn for your glory. No child can escape from your flag. Even death cannot do us part. Leave my hand of your health. Alright, you get the point.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's a metal song.
Shout out to Michael Faley. That's like his favorite band
in
the
bomb.
World.
He's bomb.
High on Fire is going to premiere a new music video for the Black Plot off their Luminiferous record. And it's actually going to be Saturday, September 10th on Adult Swim Network. Pretty cool. So it's actually directed by Skinner, who's an incredible artist, works with Mastodon and Hey Beautiful Jerk, a visual effects team that runs with does Run the Jewels stuff, Nine Inch Nails stuff. And, you can check it out. So that's Saturday, September 10th, next Saturday on the Adult Swim Network. Check it out.
Maybe we'll be able to stream that somehow in here.
Speaking of music videos, looks like Testament just put out a new song. Pretty excited about it. There's a lyric video up for Brotherhood of the Snake. That's going to be the title of their new album as well. Really looking forward to this. Testament has yet to disappoint. So, can we get a little snippet?
Yeah, let me play the beginning of this here and just iterate. I was reading an interview with Chuck Billy about this song and the record, and he was like, yeah, I watched a bunch of Ancient Aliens and wrote down the lyrics for this record. So it all came from Ancient Aliens.
Aliens, man.
Aliens.
Right. tripping, man.
So, Ian, you're a big Testament guy. What do you think so far?
This was actually my most anticipated record this year.
Yeah?
Out of everything.
How's it stacking up so far?
I liked it all except for the Ancient Aliens thing.
All right, that's fair.
Let's see here. That's the first song out of 10. See, October 28th, Nuclear Blast. This has actually been the year of Nuclear Blast, man.
Yeah, man.
They've been taking over.
Century Media is actually releasing the new Devin Townsend record. Devin Townsend's going to be in town on October 14th alongside Between the Buried and Me at Studio 7. And he has a new song called Stormbending. It is streaming now on metalunderground.com. The new album is called Transcendence, out September 10th. Yeah, dude.
Is it fair to say you got a little more stony on this record? Or is that just me?
I don't know. I think it's kind of funny because he doesn't smoke weed anymore. He's so sober stony. Sober stoner.
So much new music, man. I think everybody's trying to sneak it in before the year ends here.
Speaking of new music, let's keep the ball rolling. Crowbar is streaming a new song called Falling While Rising. It's going to be off their new album, The Serpent Only Lies. It's going to be coming out October 28th. Really looking forward to this one.
The Rift Lord returns. Yeah.
Music for fat guys. So we got to make In Flames great again or what?
Nah.
Hopefully.
In Flames, it better be great again.
Otherwise, we're building a wall, man.
Building a wall against this Swedish band.
They have a record called Battles Out. Let's see. November 11th. This song kind of sounds like the old stuff. Brian, I want to hear what you think after we
listen. Interesting when they have the kids doing the gang vocals.
The kids, man.
The little kids. Honest, I kind of like it.
I kind of like it, too.
It's better than the song we had last week.
It's the same song we had last week.
Is this the same song we had last
week?
Yeah.
So
yeah, thanks for paying attention, Ryan.
It's proof that Ryan doesn't actually listen to it.
Man, I just tune out when I hear In Flames these days.
That's the part I want to hear. I think they're
on their way back, man. It's hard to say.
I'll check it out.
I like it. I might give it a go.
So this weekend, Dave Lombardo is performing with the Misfits at Riot Fest. Riot Fest is obviously going down in Chicago this weekend, and it's going to be going down in Denver.
It's in two spots. Yeah, it's in two cities.
Wait, is it Denver September 4th and Chicago September 18th? Never mind. So it looks like the Denver one is going on tomorrow, and the Chicago one is going on the 18th. Dave Lombardo, obviously the former drummer of Slayer, the original drummer of Slayer. He has joined forces alongside Suicidal Tendencies. He's now in Misfits. The big news story about Misfits is that it's Jerry Only and Glenn Danzig and Doyle coming together for the first time since the huge split in the late 80s.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Misfits, obviously, huge influence of bands like Metallica, punk bands and metal bands. I mean, you can't go anywhere without seeing the Misfits logo tattooed on someone or on someone's t-shirt.
It's like the Black Flag logo. So there's a show on the History Channel called Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. Apparently it's Ozzy and his
really?
Son, Jack Osbourne. I haven't seen him since the Osbournes. He was always kind of a fucking asshole, too, and I thought it was funny.
He liked McRibs.
That's true. So it's on Sundays, I guess. I kind of want to watch just to see a train wreck. But apparently the guy Little Ozzy, who was on the Singing with the Stars or whatever, the America's Got Talent, and so they're going to have him on there. Nobody really gives a shit. I just think it'd be kind of funny to see Sundays on the History Channel.
How many people do you think got turned on to Suga by that episode of Jack blaring them at his neighbor?
Zero.
Okay. Speaking of weird shows, do you guys watch Vice TV?
Kind of. Yeah, sometimes.
Have you watched Action Bronson Watches Ancient Aliens?
Oh God!
So it's the rapper Action Bronson watching Ancient Aliens, but he's getting fucking blazed the whole time.
Oh,
and
God.
This week, Rob Van Dam and Sabu are on it, and they're going to be getting fucking high as shit with Action Bronson while watching Ancient Aliens.
How have I not seen this before?
It's great.
It's almost like Snoop Dogg doing a voicing over Planet Earth.
Oh,
it's like,
wow!
Look at this motherfucking alligator.
Yeah, I highly suggest Action Bronson watches it.
You've checked
aliens.
Out Party Legends, right?
No. What the Party Legends?
It's just celebrities telling their best party stories, and then they have different animators animate
I have
the
seen
stories.
That. That's good on Vice, yeah.
Yeah, another good Vice show.
So they animate it?
Yeah. Dennis Rodman shows up, and he's like, yo, I'm going to tell you how to break your d*** in half in three different ways.
Yeah, he broke his d*** three times, and every time it like gushed out blood all over the place. Like a f***ing anime or some shit.
All right, so if that ever happened to me, I would take serious precautions to make sure that it never happened again.
Oh, man. It's Dennis Rodman.
He's like, I'll give a shit. They'll fix it.
He said one of the times is from a girl running across the room and just trying to jump onto it.
No, he ran across the room into her.
Oh, God.
It was the other way around.
When the f*** you get in the way?
When pole vaulting
Come
gets
back
taken,
here, pussy.
God.
Sepultura
did the Roots record from front to back. Was it at Maryland Death Fest? I think it was a one-off thing. But he's been talking about, and I mean, Max Cavalera talking about wanting to do other classic Sepultura records. So they're kind of, they're taking it back, man. So many good classic Sepultura. I don't know which Sepultura is which, so it's hard to say.
Is this tour coming through Washington, the Roots tour? I really hope it is. No, it doesn't look like it is. That sucks.
Oh, it is a full tour. It's like a month and a half long.
Yeah, Black to Hollow Your Murder and Combi Christ and Legion.
Yeah, let's talk about that band then.
Last week we played Rush, a Rush cover by Elegion, and now they have a new one coming out.
It's called All Hail Science, which is pretty awesome. They shot it at a brewery. All hail science.
It's tight. I can get behind that.
We need more musical, lyrical content like that. Apparently, this was filmed by Vince, our dude at Metal Blade.
Nice.
In Denver at, what's it called? Black Sky Brewery.
Sick.
They just threw a free party to do the video shoot.
Way cool.
Support. Sick of It All is turning 30.
That's awesome.
They're going to be releasing a new record, When the Smoke Clears, in November on Century Media, November 4th.
And these guys look in great shape.
I think they take really good care of themselves, too.
They work out.
From New York.
Yeah, dude.
Classic shit. A lot of strict metalheads will still admit that they like Sick of It All. Just one of those bands that I guess I shouldn't. Maybe I will go this far. If you don't like Sick of It All and you know who they are, I probably don't like you or trust you. Is that too far, Ryan?
Here's the test.
You like Sick of It All?
They're an awesome band. And not just because of their music. It's like their albums are one. Like, I enjoy their albums for sure. But, like, live, they're so infectious. They have so much energy. They're just a raw, rad, high energy hardcore band.
86 to 2016, man. 30 years. Hope I can do 30 years of anything.
Smoking weed.
Yes. I'm almost halfway.
Did you start smoking weed when you were zero?
I was smoking weed in the womb, actually.
When, okay. I was going to go somewhere really weird with that.
Yeah, let's not.
Your mom listens to this.
She'd be like, Kevin, f*** you! No, I highly doubt she would say that.
God, there's a good band name in there somewhere. Womb Ripper, maybe.
Ooh. Or Kevin, f*** you. That'd be a good band name.
Kevin.
I was going to say something about a cervical bong attachment.
What the
dude, there you go.
See, that's song material right there. I don't even think she'd be mad about that. She'd just be like, what the f*** are you talking about? Iron Maiden has their third beer out. This one's called Trooper Red and Black. It followed just the Trooper and then Trooper 666 most recently.
Move over Allegiant. We got Iron Maiden. Let's get an Iron Maiden brewery here.
I'd be so tight.
I don't want to talk, but to be honest with you, I don't really like the first two.
Yeah?
Maiden beers. Maybe this one will be good. Red and Black, I don't know.
What should taste like balls?
They need to make an IPA, I think. But they're like, hey, you know all the beers that you like? We're going to do the exact opposite of those. I'll still drink it at the bar, though. If somebody buys it for me.
Kevin, buy me a beer.
No, f*** no. Ryan, buy your own beer.
Buy me a beer.
Nope, not going to happen. Actually, yeah, I'll buy you a beer.
Oh, see? Thanks, Ryan.
I'm a nice guy.
You don't have to be a nice guy to buy someone beer. I'm a nice guy, and I'm not going to buy you a f***ing beer.
He's a nice guy, and he'll spin kick my beer out of my hand.
I'm a nice guy, and I'll f***ing keep my own $5.
Here's your $2. Mastodon's coming back. Yeah, thanks a lot, Kevin. I f***ing appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Give me the shirt off your back.
No, it's a good t-shirt.
Metal Shop, feel the love.
2014, they put out Once More Around the Sun. Mastodon said they're going back into the studio in the fall, October or November. So I guess probably 2017, early 2017.
But the real question is, will they be returning with a video with more booty dancing?
Oh, like part two?
With more twerking, more rump shaking.
I forgot about that video.
I feel like I'd like to think that was Brand Daler's idea. So, hey guys, what do you want to do for this music video?
Yo, check this out.
Twerking, booty shaking. Let's
all
do it.
All kinds of booties.
And then he thought he was just joking, and then he walks in the next day and he's like, oh, we're doing this? Okay, cool.
Cool.
Tight.
All right, whatever. They should be in the video twerking next time for the next one. I don't know how many times I'd watch that, but hey, do your thing. Apparently, back in the day, and this is out of my own ignorance, but Jeff Loomis tried out to be the guitar player for Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
And he got turned down. They turned down Jeff Loomis. That's pretty crazy to me, because he's obviously a shredder. But, you know, Gus G is also a shredder. He's played with lots of shredders. So.
Wasn't he too young at the time, or was that... No, that was Megadeth.
Yeah, that was
talking about.
So he tried out for Megadeth back in the day when he was a little kid. And so he didn't get it when he was 16 years old because he was too young.
Yeah, because they can't take a 16-year-old kid on tour. Oh my God, that kid would be so f***ed up.
And then he said around 2008, he actually had the chance to, when he, on Gigantor, he was on Gigantor, he had the chance to try out again, but he said he kind of biffed it because he didn't really have time to practice, and he was recording his own solo project. In the interview, he was also asked if there were any other bands he tried getting over the years, and Jeff said, I auditioned for Ozzy Osbourne before Gus G got the gig. I actually flew down to Los Angeles and played 5 songs for Ozzy and Sharon. I jammed with the band, and Ozzy basically just watched from the couch with Sharon. He's like, fucking bloody fantastic guitar playing, man. That's fucking amazing.
It's
big eyes. Like,
and then apparently Jeff came up to him and said, "How old are you?" I'm like, "I'm 38. "Oh, okay, thank you." Right then and there, I kind of knew they were looking for a younger guy. I thought for sure I had the gig because I nailed all the songs. A month later, I heard Gus G got the gig, so I was a little bit upset about that. Would have been cool to be Ozzy's last guitar player.
So he was too young, and then he was too old?
Bummer, dude.
That's kind of a kick in the nuts.
How the f*** is some old-ass people going to say you're too old?
That's a good point, actually. Didn't they play with the old drummer of Rage Against the Machine for a while?
You know what?
When they recorded the 13 album?
Yeah, they did for Black Sabbath. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Uh-oh.
I think Gus G writes shitty riffs. And I think Loomis would have written... I can't talk today. I think Loomis would have written...
Gus G's like
much, much better album for Ozzy.
Well,
I really think he would have.
The world may never know. How many licks does it take, Ryan?
Takes 3. I always bite the lollipop.
A 1, a 2... 3. So did you guys hear this week that YouTube...
Nice gut, Kevin.
Thanks.
Why is your shirt off?
I don't know.
It's the pretzel rolls. It's late. Get a belly rub. Do you guys watch YouTube videos or do you have subscriptions to channels on
What's
YouTube?
What's that?
Man, shut up, Kevin. Don't give me that sass right now.
No, I don't watch too much YouTube. I watch YouTube.
Yeah, same thing.
Cool.
Except for the exact opposite.
No, why? What's the deal? What's up?
They changed the... Ryan, I think we were talking about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the appropriateness level that they require for you to get money from your videos.
Yeah, and they also stopped monetizing a lot of political content. So stuff like Young Turks aren't getting a lot of political... aren't getting money. They're not getting monetized for a lot of their political content.
And, you know, especially Young Turks, like, they have a huge staff, like 60 people. They have to pay to create this free content for YouTube.
Yeah.
And then YouTube's just kind of like, f*** you.
But they're doing it for the left and the right, so.
Yeah, I just mean either way, all the way around. You should just let people say what they want to say, and if people want to watch it, I guess it's because some corporate entities don't want to be, I don't represent it that way. It makes sense, but. 2016, man. It's the internet, and Charlie Benante from Anthrax is talking about the importance of making music videos changing. When is the last time a band actually made a video? Maybe Slayer? Everybody's just got lyric videos now.
Pretty much.
I like the playthrough videos.
Yeah,
I mean, some of the techier bands are still doing those.
You know what? I was watching a lot of rap music videos the other day. There's still a lot of new music videos coming out.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you're a highly technical band and vast majority of your fan base are all musicians, they want to watch you do your thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're having to find different avenues of making money, like listening to Jamie Josta talk about selling a bunch of VIP passes.
I know a lot of...
And then making money off of that.
I know a lot of guitarists from different bands and drummers as well, and all kinds of musicians are offering Skype lessons now. Nick from Gorod has just recently posted that he's going to be doing Skype lessons again, which is pretty cool.
Awesome. Kevin, you're going to Black Sabbath next week?
Yeah, the 13th, man.
Ryan, are you also gone next week?
Yep.
What? I'm not gone next weekend. It's a Wednesday. I'm gone.
Oh, I thought it was over the weekend.
Nah, man.
Oh,
I'm just
sweet.
Taking a day off during the week.
Cool. We can make fun of Ryan a whole bunch while he's not around.
Where are you going, Ryan?
Prophets of Rage.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's been...
You're going to make America rage again.
It's been one of Dave's bucket list bands for a really long time, and I figured this is the closest he's going to get to go see Rage Against the Machine.
What's the deal with Zach De La Rocha? Because he's the one that doesn't want to do it, right?
He straight up went off the deep end, man.
Like, I haven't been paying attention, so...
Like he really effing lost it. Just completely had a big breakdown.
Well, he's
just
always
can't
been,
handle it.
He's been a radical since Inside Out, back in the day.
I'm actually pretty pumped about Prophets of Rage.
Yeah,
I've been getting stoked by watching some of the live videos. They've been doing a bunch of Beastie Boys covers.
Wow.
Watching Rage Against the Machine play hits from the bong is kind of tight.
It's Chuck D and Be Real, right, from Cypress Hill?
Yeah, exactly.
Hell of a combo. Get some good videos or something.
Yeah.
Have fun at Sabbath.
Thanks.
Is it just you and Sean that are going?
Yeah, just me and Sean.
Get some good DVDs for his truck.
Hell yeah.
Well, of course, there's one thing we can't let you escape this podcast without. Brutal Poetry, Too Hot for Radio. This week, Ryan has unearthed some very representative of 2016.
For episode 100, we could only go as hard as possible. So, the band, get this, the band is called Acidic Vaginal Liquid Explosion Generated by Mass Amounts of Filthy Fecal F***ing and Sadistic Septic Syphilic F***. me inside the infected, maggot-infested womb of a molested nun dying under the roof of a burning church while a priest watches and he eats in immense perverse pleasure over his first fresh fetus.
Wow.
And the song
filthy
is...
F***ing fistulas.
And the song is called D*** Out for Harambe.
Ryan, take it away.
D*** Out for Harambe. D*** Out for Harambe. They have slain our ape king Harambe. Revolt is nigh. It's time to fling your poo. Ripped apart by monkeys. Force-fed their feces.
Fling it.
D*** Out for Harambe. D*** Out for Harambe. He knew too much. You took him away from us. Our ape king Harambe. Taken too soon. Lost but never forgotten. His strength will live on through us. We mourn in his name. Those responsible will pay the price and experience a most horrible death. Kill the snipers. Fling your poo at them.
Fling it.
Kill the bystanders. Fling your poo at them. Kill the child. Fling your poo at him.
Oh.
Destroy the world.
Oh.
Fling poo at everything.
Yes.
They have slain our ape king Harambe. Revolt is nigh. It's time to fling your poo. Out for Harambe.
Thank you. Hey, you know what's funny?
You
actually found those lyrics off of a podcast that I listened to, WrestlingSoup.com.
Really?
Yeah. So the Wrestling Soup posted those lyrics. They must be big fans of D*** Out for Harambe by Gore of XALVBGLAMFASSS.
All right. Thanks for listening.
We got an interview right now with a band called Lesbian. They have a new record, and it's f***ing awesome. We interviewed them on Metal Shop. We have two songs by them. It's a long interview, and they're an incredible local band.
So don't be a sucker. Stick around.
Listen up.
See you guys next week.
Back here on Metal Shop, I am very proud to announce that we have an awesome band in studio. We've had them in before, but they have an incredible record that they're about to drop on the Northwest. And in fact, they're about to drop it on the entire world, and I don't know if we're ready for this. Lesbian in studio right now. Welcome to Metal Shop, guys.
Yeah.
What's up, Kevin?
Hell yeah.
So why don't you reintroduce yourselves, tell us who you are and what you do in Lesbian, and we do have a new member here.
Yeah, my name's Brad. I'm singing these days.
Cool.
My name's Aaron. I'm doing the lead guitars.
I'm Ben, and I'm doing the drums.
My name is Daniel. I play guitar.
I'm Pete. I play the bass and do backing vocals.
Righteous. So Hallucinogenesis is the name of the record, and when is it about to be released?
It came out yesterday, actually.
It came out yesterday. So
yeah.
We are debuting it here on Metal Shop, and it is out on Translation Lost Records. I haven't heard the full album. I'll just put it out there. So I'm going to be listening to that right now with you guys. How long did it take? And like, I mean, it's your opus, right?
They all are.
I think so. And it's basically like just a very hallucinogenic album.
I mean, we've always kind of been about expanding consciousness and had kind of a druggy theme throughout all of our stuff, but this one, like, you know, after Forest Television, like, concept record about a mushroom trip, we wanted to play harder and faster and like do something more thrashy, and I feel like we got that, and we added Brad, and it's great, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I noticed that there's like, it's a bit more of a thrash influence on the album, so that was a like a concerned thing. You guys wanted to put that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was basically like, you know, a love of Exodus in the 80s. So, you know, thrash metal was always prevalent back then.
Yeah, the first song we wrote after Forest Television was Cosmoceratops, and that's markedly one of the more aggressive songs on the record, I think.
Cool. Well, let's play Cosmoceratops first then, if we're talking about it, right?
Let's thrash it.
Yeah. Awesome. So this is the third song on the record, and is there anything you want to say to introduce the song? What the hell is it about?
It's about the horniest dinosaur.
Yeah, you know, the horniest dinosaur ever, Cosmoceratops. It's the only real song title with a real word on the record.
When they're saying horniest dinosaur too, they mean it has the most horns of any dinosaur that there ever was.
That's one of the things that we mean.
It's way more. It's way more than a triceratops.
He was the whole concept of the record. He was a survivor of the spore asteroids that collided with Earth, and he got morphed into a killing machine. So, Jesus.
Yeah, the spores affect living creatures in different ways, and Cosmoceratops just turned into the ultimate killing machine.
The horniest dinosaur. It's Cosmoceratops. New music by Lesbian. Let's listen to it. Let the music speak for itself. It's Metal Shop.
Yeah. New music by Lesbian here on Metal Shop. That was Hallucinogenesis is the name of the album. Cosmoceratops was the song you just heard. They released that yesterday on Translation Lost Records. They're going to be playing a show September 1st at Chop Suey. So why'd you guys choose Chop Suey for your show? I know you guys could pretty much choose any venue you wanted to. Why Chop Suey?
I think it was the right size venue for us, really. It sounds cool there. Like, you know,
it's great sound there.
You close know. To my house.
Yeah.
You can stumble home.
Hey, I still got to drive that van and trailer home, man.
I feel it. Yeah, so that's awesome, man. Like, your songs are a journey in and of themselves, man. And it's a great thing to hear New Lesbian because we jammed the hell out of Forest Television. And it's just cool to hear this, man. I've been waiting for it. And the artwork is beautiful. Dan Seagrave, he did stuff for Suffocation, did stuff for Morbid Angel. Entombed. Yes, classic Entombed artwork.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the songwriting process. How do you guys put these epic, long masterpieces together?
I don't know. We kind of just wait for the riffs to tell us what to do. Like, we're commanded by the Space Warrior, as always. And, like, we just...
The Space Warrior.
Aaron comes up with a blender of riffs, you know, and we cycle them out together. And, you know, what works with one riff, like, you know, just kind of one thing leads to another, you know. We don't really know. We're kind of, like, revealing what's already there, you know. It's not so much, like, songwriting. As it is, like, revealing, like, what's already there, you know. It's kind of like chiseling away.
The music speaks through you, huh?
Yeah, totally. Music of the universe.
I feel it.
For sure. I'm kind of curious about it. I want to talk about Brad a little bit more. You know, the vocals in Lesbian have always been kind of sparse, but what was the big push to add a big, add a front man and add all these new textures and layers to everything? What was kind of the inspiration to kind of move in that new direction?
Well, the end of Forest Television was
the King Diamond
the entrance of Brad Moen, really. And it kind of, like, if you listen to the end of that and then start off with Hallucinogenesis, you'll see exactly what's up. And he's basically the best vocalist around, and he's a good friend, good brother, and he can do what nobody else can do.
Yeah. We've been collaborating with Brad for a long time, and
we love the bleed.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. It's an honor to be with you guys. It was when they asked me, I was totally stoked about it, and have always been intrigued about singing with them because they're a great band.
Hell yeah.
And it's so many different textures and sounds and styles that you're able to...
Reflecting the masters, my friend. Reflecting the masters.
Yeah. You're really able to. You have such a wide stylistic range of things that you're able to do vocally, and you know, finding a band where you can actually employ all those different styles is really a cool thing.
Well, it goes to say for the music as well too. The music calls, I think, kind of calls for that, really, because there's so many twists and turns to it, and it's like it was one of the most difficult lyrical things I've ever done, like go home and write a novel. Four songs.
That's awesome, man. Well, you'll be able to see it live again. It's September 1st at Chop Suey alongside Nosratep, Zoth, and Labyrinth in the Desert. Again, Lesbian record release show this coming Thursday at Chop Suey. We're going to play a song right now. The first song off the record, Pyramidal Extinctualism. You said this is like how did you describe it? A pyramid?
Well, it was our first. We wanted to write, Aaron had this idea to write a song that was basically structured like a pyramid.
Okay.
So, the riffs go up and then they come back down the other side.
Sure.
Basically.
So if you can find the top of the pyramid, then...
Find the top of the pyramid and tell us where it is, you know, and...
They'll buy you a drink.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Lesbian, awesome to have you guys here. We'll see you on Thursday. And again, one of the best in the Northwest. You gotta be aware of this record, and you gotta pick it up on Thursday. Again, the name of the album is Hallucinogenesis. It's brand new music by Lesbian. Thanks a lot!
Thank you so much, Kevin. Thanks for having us.
Thrash till death!
this has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.